USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump got up and walked out while talking with Democratic leaders on infrastructure funding. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says the president's decision to walk away from the negotiations is jaw-dropping. The president saying that he wouldn't do any deal with Democrats until investigations of him are over. Schumer says he doesn't think Trump has ever been serious about renovating the nation's highways, bridges, airports, and rails. The president is very angry about House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's comment that he's engaged in a cover-up.
Instead of walking in happily into a meeting, I walk in to look at people that had just said I was doing a cover-up. I don't do cover-ups.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Summer is just about here, and you know you're trying to get in shape. There's nothing more key to getting in shape and recovering from your workouts than getting deep restorative sleep. And the best way to get it is with MyPillow. Now, the offer we have right now is one of the best you've ever seen. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for just $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and better than you'll find in almost any store. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special to get two MyPillow premium pillows for $34.95 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 to get this great offer, a great night's sleep just in time for summer with MyPillow.
The Treasury Department is refusing to hand over President Trump's tax returns to Congress, so New York state lawmakers stepped in, passing a bill that would allow the president's state returns to be released to congressional Democrats.
Ayes 85, noes 49.
The bill is passed.
Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo hasn't said whether he'll sign it. A federal judge in Manhattan is refusing to block congressional subpoenas for financial information from two banks that did business with President Trump's real estate company. Two people died in a plane crash in Indiana near the Indianapolis Regional Airport, according to law enforcement officials. Indiana State Police said the plane crashed northeast of the airport shortly after it took off at around 12:30 local time. Authorities are investigating what caused the twin-engine propeller-driven plane to crash near the airport. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The mystery of whether Virginia Governor Ralph Northam was actually in a racist med school yearbook photo will remain unsolved for now. An investigation that was ordered by the Eastern Virginia Medical School failed to determine whether the governor actually is one of the people in the photo, which was in the school's 1984 yearbook. It showed a man in blackface alongside someone in a Ku Klux Klan hooded robe. Ben Hatch was one of those investigating.
No individual that we interviewed has told us from personal knowledge that the governor is in that photograph.
When the photo appeared in February, Northam first said he was in it and apologized for it. The next day, he recanted the statement. A series of severe storms has killed at least four people in Oklahoma, Iowa, and Missouri. More than 140 tornadoes have been reported since Friday. In Oklahoma, there's a threat of flash flooding. Homes along the banks of the Cimarron River just north of Oklahoma City are on the brink. Some of the homes have already collapsed or were swept away.
It's coming in fast. It usually just floats, but now it's just eroding everything.
People living in several small towns in Oklahoma and Kansas have been urged to leave their homes as rivers and streams are continuing to rise. The airport in Jefferson City, Missouri, was completely evacuated. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.